we are drawing nearer and nearer to the end of the liturgical year, the theme of the end times and of the judgment are placed kind of more and more vividly before us, and we really are invited and called to reflect upon the fact that none of us knows the day of the or the hour of when Christ will return, or when our particular day or the hour will come at the end of our own lives. And with the same kind of suddenness that it came to the figures mentioned in today's gospel passage, it may or may not come with that same degree of suddenness in our own life. I don't know if you've ever had an experience where you thought you were going to die, whether it was a real experience and you truly were close, or where you perceived that you were close and maybe in the end you thought after, well, may not have been quite as close as I was thinking. But it's amazing when you have that position what kind of perspective comes about your life and the kind of intensity and focus that comes of all the things that you would have liked to have done for God, and how we would have dedicated ourselves more to God and all the things that we would have done. I remember it happened to me once. I was back as a volunteer in Belize back in 1997-98, and I think the only time all year that I hitchhiked a ride, I jumped in the back of a pickup truck in Benke going towards Sakuts, which is Cayo, maybe a 15-minute drive. And this guy probably had the only new truck in all of Belize. And as we were sitting in the back, pretty soon, once we hit the last speed bump out of Sakuts, you could feel this real rush of wind going through your hair. I remember kind of looking through the cab, and I could see that he had basically the needle on the truck buried. And we all, well, there were three of us in the back, we just kind of adopted a fetal position. And on that two-lane, dark, kind of windy road, you really thought, okay, this is going to be the end. And it creates a kind of intensity of prayer and firmness of commitment that one doesn't normally experience on a day-to-day basis. And while it's true that we cannot muster up that same kind of emotional intensity on a day-to-day basis, we really are called, and the liturgy reminds us, to always consider the end of our life in terms of how we're living today. And again, maybe we don't have the same intensity as before a surgery or before some kind of procedure or some event, but it is just a genuine principle in life. For anything that we're going to do, we're always called to remember the end, or the goal for which we are doing something, and in our case, the purpose for which we are living, which we know that our life is going to end in an encounter with Jesus Christ. And the only question on that test is going to be, have you entered fully into my love? And is the love of Jesus manifested in our own soul and radiated in it, to the point where we are ready to enter into God's presence? And the liturgy, as mentioned, suggests to us it is always good to ask ourselves that question at the beginning of each day, to think about that question at the end of each day, and to ask ourselves if we are truly preparing ourselves for this final meeting with Jesus at the end of our life, where we are called to be adorned in the goodness of his charity. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today's liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would never live under the illusion of simply living in this world, but that we would always keep the perspective of what our life is, which is a pilgrimage of faith headed toward a decisive encounter with Jesus at the end of our life.